Welcome to the Eagle Online, a very special interview right now with the original drummer and founding member of the Yardbirds, Mr. Jim McCarty. Jim, welcome to the Eagle, sir.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Well, looking forward to you coming. You're going to be with the band at the Palladium in St. Pete. That's coming up on March the 5th.
Right. Great. I look forward to that.
Well, tell us a little bit about what the Yardbirds have been doing since, 1963 when you started? And you've got 5 minutes, so go.
Oh, my God. Basically, the short story is we broke up in 1968, and we reformed about 1997. And Chris Dreyer was with me then, and then we've gone through different lineups since our reformation. Chris has dropped out now because he's not very well. He's had a couple of strokes, so he won't be able to play anymore. And I've ended up with an American band, so I'm the only UK invader.
Right. Jim, the cool thing about our radio station, classic rock, the genre that we're in, is that, you know, there's a lot of young people who have really taken to this music of the 60s and the 70s and some of the 80s and what's happened. Now, for those folks that are maybe not quite as literate in some of the history, tell us what the scene was like in 1963 with the Yardbirds and how that band came together originally.
Well, we all got together from, I think we'd left school, but some of the guys were at art school. And there were a lot of 60s musicians in the art schools. I think you probably know, the Rolling Stones. I think the Kinks were in art school, Pretty Things. I wasn't actually at art school, but Paul Samuel Smith and I were at high school. And then we got together with Keith Ralph and Chris Dreyer and Top Topham, who was the original guitar player, but Eric Clapton was from the same art school as well. He came a little bit later. And then we started from there. We took over the residency of the Rolling Stones, which was in Richmond in southwest London. They were playing in a club called the Crawdaddy. And every Sunday night they played. And then they got too big for the club and they moved on. And we put in for it, and we got the job.
Yeah. Well, and I can't imagine, the 60s in England, where all of this nucleus of rock and roll is really evolving very quickly. And did people sense that? I mean, you mentioned it, the Stones or Clapton or all of these other guys that were really going to take off shortly after. Was there a sense among you guys that there was something very cool happening?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, it was great because it wasn't just music, it was photography and art and design, fashion and the King's Road and all that part of London, was all buzzing. And it was great because it all sort of mixed up, and you hang out with photographers and lords and ladies and people from royalty and all that.
They're right.
All mixed together. It was, all the barriers were broken down, and it was very exciting.
I can imagine. Well, how does touring fit with your lifestyle now? How does that feel?
Well, it fits very well because I can relax down here in France. I'm in a quiet place, a quiet little village, and I can go out and walk in nature and write songs and relax, and then go on to a tour, for a few weeks, and then come home and relax. So it's not too bad.
Yeah. So you're kind of your own boss. You can set your own hours. That sounds pretty good to me.
Exactly. I'm very lucky because in the 60s it was all go, go, go.
Yeah.
And in the end, you didn't really know where you were. You could be anywhere in the world.
Right. Well, you mentioned now that you've got an American band supporting the Yardbirds in 2017. What is the dynamic of that band now, and where did you recruit these guys, and how old are they?
Well, they're slightly younger than me, a generation younger, I'd say. They've grown up with the music. They're very honourable to the Yardbirds. They're big fans of the group. They're very, very accomplished musicians. they're very honouring to me and very very fun to work with, and they're great players, and it's certainly an exciting evening of music, you know, with all the old hits played in a modern style.
Well, that sounds outstanding. Again, folks, we're talking to Jim McCarty, original drummer and founding member of the Yardbirds. Started back in 1963. They are coming back to town on March the 5th. They'll be at the Palladium in St. Pete. Hey, we're looking forward to seeing you here, Jim.
Thank you very much. I look forward to that.
All right, take care.
See you then.
All right, bye now. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.